I went to I'm from Brownsburg. I went to Brownsburg High School or high school. But when I was in middle school, we had to do a job shadow assignment. And so I had this kind of just this kind of freak idea of like, hey, what's it like at a what's it going to be like at a radio station? So my mom knew some people through her work, and she made a few things happen. And so I was able to shadow a sports talk show host and a radio regular radio DJ. Over at what used to be Entercom is now Cumulus Stations over there, WZPL, and what used to be News Talk 1430 WXNT back in the day. And so I got to see how those operations kind of operated, and I just fell in love with the industry. And so from right then on, I knew that's exactly what I wanted to do. I wanted to work in radio in some form or fashion. And yeah, and so then I got to go to the Area 31 Career Center a few years later, and that really just kind of amplified my interest even more in pursuing a radio broadcasting career.
It's pretty incredible, sir, that the imaging work you did when you were part of this radio broadcasting program is still in the station. I promise, sir, we met at Lucas Oil Stadium before Ben Davis and Crown Point were about to take on each other.
I remember.
For the 6A Indiana State Championship, and you told us you guys got to get to work on your imaging. You got to get to work. So we've added some imaging, and we tried our best. We still got more imaging work to do, but Kieran and I, we really, and Samuel Pierman, a lot of us really, and Jeremiah Penrod, a lot of us, and Lorelei, we all had ideas. I'm just like naming everyone in the studio right now. We really, really worked hard on it, and I mean, there's some amazing imaging work in the station.
Well, and I'm glad you guys are finally doing that. Otherwise, I was going to have to start charging Mr. Easter royalties.
I know. He would remind us and say, guys, Kurt Darling's imaging has been in the station, and he's not even a student here. He's a grown man. He's married.
We should be giving him money at this point.
Like,
we don't have any more.
That's what he said. And I'm like, yeah, we got to get to work on it. So,
and he says that, and he's like, well, I just work here.
Luckily those
won't be necessary now that you guys are taking over. So yeah. I'm really glad to see that you guys are putting your own brand on the station now. My brand has long been retired from the station, so I'm glad you guys are picking up the slack. It's really nice.
Yeah, we've been doing our best with a lot of that stuff.
We've done a lot in the past few weeks.
Yeah.
Geared up to the marathon.
Do you guys have any questions for Mr. Darling, Lorelei? I mean, you got to have some question, right?
What is your favorite part about being on radio?
Well, for one, it's just a passion that I have. You know, I love telling stories, and I love talking about certain things. And so obviously in my capacity as a news anchor and radio journalist at WIBC downtown, you know, I'm able to do that. I'm able to connect with the community and, you know, make sure people are informed both accurately and factually about certain events that are impacting them here in the city and, of course, throughout the state. And when you combine that with my love for sports as well, you know, and working with doing my work with the IHSA Champions Radio Network, ESPN Plus, ISC Sports Network, all those outfits that I'm very fortunate to have work with, you know, you combine that love for storytelling all together, you know, and it just all amalgamates into a pretty awesome career. And so plus you get to it's also not it's not half bad also being able to attend sporting events for free. So it's just
it's kind of
an added plus to it as well. So, but all joking aside, you know, I love sports. I love talking about sports. And so being able to parlay that into a really good career is certainly very rewarding.
That's awesome.
So I have a question. So all of us in the studio, we all have our own shows, and I wanted to know what kind of shows you did when you were here, because I personally have a talk show, Jeremiah has a country music show, and Landon has a sports race car show.
So, okay, Lorelei, back it up here.
It's more than just that.
The All Gas and No Brakes radio show with Jeremiah Penrod. He is a co-host.
Sorry.
Thriller Friday.
I'm
not trying to toot my own horn here. But Lorelai, your question. I'm sorry.
I was just trying to make it fast. So what kind of shows did you do while you were here? I assume you helped produce games and stuff with your love for sports. Yeah, broadcasting.
Well, yeah, I was. My first year, my junior year, I produced Ben Davis Giants football, and then my senior year, I was able to be the voice of the Ben Davis Giants for the 2011 season, and then of course I got to do two full seasons of boys basketball as well for the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network, which we coined it, of course, and I'm glad you guys still use that moniker, but also. I had a sports talk radio show called Totally Sports, and
nice.
Cool.
Yeah, it was we just did a whole bunch of different topics. It was myself and a couple other students at the time, and we would just jaw jack about sports for an hour, you know, just like probably what you guys do in some form of fashion on your respective shows. And then one show that I also am kind of dipping into the annals of my own memory here, because this is a personality that has long since been retired. I was DJ Rufus for the morning rush hour.
Nice.
For the Monday morning rush hour. Every Monday morning, I would do a DJ shift where I would just, you know, play music and just act like a nut for about an hour or so. So that was some of the stuff that I did as well, but yeah. So, but those were some of the big shows and the big stuff that I did while I was at BDG.
Nice, sir. Nice.
Nice.
You guys have any more questions?
I don't think I have any more.
Well, Mr. Kurt Darling, it has been a pleasure, and we're very thankful that you're able to be a part of the WBDG 50 at Marathon. It's always great having a past alumni come on and be a part of such a spectacular event of the WBDG Marathon. We try oh so hard to get guest interviews, fundraising, giving away prizes. It is just such a spectacular event. It's almost like the station's Super Bowl, I would say.
Yeah.
And let me ask you guys a question here real quick.
Oh. All right.
All right.
Are you guys still allowed to stay overnight at the school?
No.
No, sir.
Only during the marathon.
Well, we're not staying.
We stay. I remember seeing we would have all the studios chock full of stuff. We had a PlayStation 2 in one studio. I think we had an Xbox in another studio. I think Mr. Easter brought in his old Nintendo for the back studio.
Oh,
as well.
Mr.
Yeah.
Easter!
He
should.
We had our air mattresses set up as well. So we would have. Yeah,
it's like a sleepover.
That's amazing.
A sleepover.
So it was a lot of fun. So
please tell me someone at least had Atari. No,
I don't recall there being an Atari.
I'm the only one.
I do remember a classic Nintendo being among the gaming systems. So
honestly, Atari had some of the best games, like Centipede. I freaking love Centipede.
I do believe that Kieran is bringing in one of his gaming consoles.
Yeah, and Rob and
yeah.
So we're gonna have some fun later after school,
mm-hmm.
along with the marathon. Still,
that's all. That's what it's all about. Yeah. That's what it's all about, kids. It's all about just have fun and just get your feet wet and just have a good experience with it.
Well, thank you, Mr. Darling, for being on the WBG 58 Marathon. Hope
we
you have
appreciate
a
fan- this.
Yes, exactly. We appreciate
yes,
it very much.
Yes, sir. Hope you have a fantastic day. And hey, feel free to come by and visit. We're always in the studio, and you know we love surprise guests. So you're always welcome back. And thank you, sir, for all your hard work you've done for WBG and. Hope you have a great rest of your day.
We may not fully retire some of your stuff, but
it may still be around.
there may be a couple floating around, but we now have most of our imaging stuff.
Yep. Yes. And, yeah.
Circling
I mean, I
through.
Tell you what,
I'll go ahead and waive the royalty fees for those.
Yeah.
All right. Sweet.
All right. But thanks for having me, guys. Much appreciated.
Believe me, it's our pleasure. All right.